The chair of the Pacifica National Board, Inachi, has selected an election supervisor to run the recall campaign against KPFA and Pacifica National Board member Tracy Rosenberg. But Pacifica Board Chair Summer Reese didn't say when the recall election will occur. It's already more than 2 months overdue, which has prompted KPFA listener members to file a complaint with state officials. Mark Miracle has more.
A number of members of KPFA Radio have filed a complaint with the State Attorney General's office, charging the station's parent, the Pacifica Foundation, with failing to hold a listener-sponsored recall election as required by the nonprofit's bylaws. In September, more than 800 KPFA financial supporters signed petitions to recall Tracy Rosenberg, who serves on the KPFA local station board and as treasurer of the Pacifica National Board. They blame Rosenberg for a series of decisions, including the elimination of KPFA's morning show. Rosenberg says dramatic cuts in personnel costs were necessary to keep the station solvent. Pacifica management certified the signatures as valid on November 1st, which should have resulted in a mailing of recall ballots to station donors by the end of December. No ballots have yet been sent, prompting the complaint to the Attorney General's Charitable Trust section, which regulates the activities of nonprofits in California. Over 1,000 KPFA listeners have signed a petition and sent letters demanding that Pacifica conduct the recall election immediately. Reporting for KPFA, Pacifica Radio, I'm Mark Miracle.
In the interest of full disclosure, I have endorsed the recall of Tracy Rosenberg.